Oh, you're not back yet?
He called in. He was dropping Harris off at division.
Okay. Talking about is not going to help, Denise. I'll get over it. No, 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 no. It's not your fault. No, no, it's not the bed either. I'm sure it's only temporary, and I'll be all right in a few days. Goodbye, Denise. Insomnia.
Oh. How bad is it?
I don't know. For the last week, I can't seem to be able to sleep.
Personally, I find that a little activity before you go to sleep helps. Exercise, that is. Walk around the block. Push-ups.
I couldn't help overhearing your problem.
Huh?
You know, insomnia is mostly psychological. You just gotta try and relax. What you should do is create a tranquil environment in your head.
I'll be all right.
Listen, you're not alone. I know how frustrating it is. You just lie there night after night, hour after hour, just staring up at the ceiling.
What do you do about it?
Me? Nothing. I sleep like a log.
Marty, are the lights going on and off? Tell me the truth.
They were flickering in my office, yeah.
Thank God. For a moment, I thought that was it.
Calm down. I tell you, it was a mistake. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, park it right here. What do we got here?
Charles Keller, assault and battery.
Actually, I hate violence.
Yeah. His bookmaker wouldn't pay off on a bet, so he was beating up on him in the middle of Lexington Avenue. Broke his nose, knocked out a tooth.
But it wasn't me.
Come on, there's 25 witnesses.
They were mistaken.
All of them?
Well, I know it's going to be very hard for me to explain.
You do the best you can, Mr. Keller.
I've never laid a hand on another person in my life.
You'll probably get insomnia.
What's your full name, Keller?
Charles Foster Keller. But you don't understand. You've arrested the wrong person.
Your address?
751 West 27th Street. I try to explain to you that it wasn't me. It was Lenny.
Lenny? Who's Lenny?
Lenny is my other personality.
She got the same address?
Evening, gentlemen. What seems to be the problem, Captain? Toilet stuffed up again?
That's no longer a problem, Mr. Beckman. That's a tradition.
Something's wrong with your lights.
Our association has not been in vain.
Oh, thank you.
Morning.
Yeah?
The lights are out downstairs, too.
What do you say, Beckman?
It's appliances. Electric pencil sharpeners, electric razor, a hot plate. This building can't handle stuff like that.
Is there something that can be done about it?
I'll do my best, but don't expect miracles.
Thank you. Didn't we have some candles left over from the last time?
I think over here, Barn.
Who's typing?
Probably Dietrich. He knows the touch system.
You hear that? Dedication. Quitter.
We'll be right back.
3 turbines out, 25 square blocks at dock. Mm. Have any idea when they'll be fixed? Can you give me an approximation? Daybreak. Wonderful.
Okay, Keller, come on. Come on, I'll put you in the cage.
No, you're locking up the wrong person.
Yeah, right. Come
on. Why should I be punished for what Lenny does?
Who's Lenny?
He's a troublemaker.
Lenny's Mr. Keller's other personality.
I beg your pardon?
He says that Lenny is the guy that beat up the bookmaker.
Split personality, wonderful. Go Bellevue.
He's in therapy. His doctor's gonna come down here.
Split personality.
Okay, take it easy. We're doing the best we can. Barney, the store owners are complaining from all over the neighborhood. No burglar alarms, prowlers. They're all scared. Cogan can't cover all the calls.
It's a wide open situation. There's bound to be somebody taking advantage of it. Yeah, now
you're back, Hawkin. Where did they go?
Hey, you! Open this rat trap and let me get to a phone. I want to call my lawyer.
Hello, Lenny?
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Charlie's.
Come on! I'm entitled to a phone call!
Keep it down!
I know my rights. I want to call my lawyer.
Just take it easy. This man got his phone call yet?
Yeah, he got his phone call. I sat right here and watched him.
Dr. Fitzgerald, remember?
That was Charlie. I ain't even out of this cage.
This is Lenny, the other one I was telling you about.
So he's got an alias. A lot of guys have aliases, right, Barn?
Hey, you in charge here?
Yeah, the name's Captain Miller.
Yeah, well, do I get my rights or don't I?
I don't know. Seems to be a problem of identification here.
There's no problem of identification, Barn.
Hey, did you or did you not beat up Lewis Bummick over on Lexington Avenue at 742 this evening?
Sure. Wouldn't you? The creep owed me $3,700. That's 2 exactas at the raceway and a double at Belmont.
Hello?
Are you or are you not Charles Keller?
I am not.
Yes, Pooh.
Captain? You notice the change in his voice, the change in mannerisms?
Dietrich, that's Charlie Keller. I arrested him. I brought him up here and I stuck him in a cage.
Have you ever read Schizophrenia Nacht, Entbindungen? By Gregory Zilborg?
Not recently, no.
We got classic schizoid symptoms here, I'm telling you.
Well, in any case, I just assume not fool with it, so why don't we just leave him in the cage until their doctor arrives.
Yes, sir. Right?
Hey, ain't somebody gonna say thanks for the lights?
My compliments to Con Edison.
Con Edison had nothing to do with it. We're operating on power from the generator in our basement.
Are you saying that this is the only building in the neighborhood with lights?
It makes you feel kind of important, don't it, huh?
Thank you, Barry.
Ah, don't mention it. We should all take a lesson from this and conserve all the power we can.
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't know what's going to happen.
Thank you, Beckman.
Right, Captain. Turn off a light if you don't need it. Do something in the dark when you can.
When I can.
Well, Joe, you and Nick, grab a car and check out those calls Cogan got.
All right, Barn.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah. You won all 3 in one day?
Yeah.
2 exactas and a daily double?
Sure.
Come on, Nick.
Yeah, in a second. You do this a lot?
I hit 20 exactas this month alone.
Nick?
Yeah.
I'd like to get out of here. I got a lock at Roosevelt tomorrow night.
You're kidding. What?
In the 6th. A mile pacer stretching out against softer company.
Sir, mark it down. Okay?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, right away.
Okay. Nick.
I was going right for the door.
Split personality. That's a lot of baloney, isn't it?
Oh, I don't listen to him. But he makes a lot of sense.
Captain Miller?
No.
Captain Miller just stepped out. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, well, well. Look who's here. Dr. Big Mouth.
Hello, Lenny.
Why don't you get lost and send back a lawyer?
Are you Dr. Fitzgerald?
Yes.
I'm Arthur Dietrich, Detective Third Class.
Oh.
I've been watching your patient.
Thank you.
I made a few notes here.
Oh, it's very considerate.
It's okay. Have you read Schizophrenia, Nacht, Entbindung?
Gregory Silverberg, yes, I have. Have you?
Yeah. It moves right along, doesn't it?
Hey, I didn't ask for no doctor. I want a lawyer.
Keep it down.
Hey, I'm telling you, she's a quack. Quack!
Captain Miller, Dr. Fitzgerald.
How do you do?
Hello.
Mr. Keller is your patient?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Charlie! Your shrink is here! Come out, wherever you are!
May we speak privately, Captain?
Certainly, in my office.
He ain't here, shrink!
We know better, don't we, Lenny?
He took a cab and the hogs ate him! He left a message for you! Come back here, I'll whisper it in your ear! Hey, you old guy! Let me out of here, I got business to take care of.
I don't want to discuss it. I got a headache.
So, now you can see why you must release Mr. Keller into my custody.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, I'll assume complete responsibility.
I'm sure you can, but this is out of my hands.
But Mr. Keller is not a criminal. He's sick.
I'm not a doctor, Doctor. I'm just a cop.
Captain, look, I realize that the concept of multiple personality is a very difficult one for the layman to understand, but Charles Keller and Lenny Keller are two entirely different people.
At the moment, they're both in custody. You see, one of them committed assault.
But Charles Keller did not assault anyone, at least not in the moral sense.
How about the physical sense? It's a man walking around with a broken nose.
Well, that is unfortunate.
It's also a felony.
Oh. Well, can't he be released on bail?
Certainly, but that's up to a judge.
Well, isn't there one available?
Don't you think you ought to get him a lawyer first?
Yes. I suppose I'll have to.
Look, Dr. Fitzgerald, I don't want you to think that I'm unsympathetic, but there's really nothing that I can do.
You haven't seen the last of me.
Good. That is to say,
I didn't mean to do it. I was just frightened. My finger just pulled the trigger.
Whoa, what happened?
Doc, me and Nick were over at the Manhattan Jewelry Exchange. We saw a flashlight in there, so we stopped and took a look in the window. And he took a shot at Nick.
It was a mistake. God, give him a
shot. Is he all right?
He's all right, but the bullet went right by his ear. Took off a piece of his sideburn.
Why did you say so in the first place?
I'm sorry.
Where is he now?
He stopped in the John downstairs.
Why downstairs?
I told you, the bullet went right by his ear.
Oh, all right, all right.
Rustin, 26 years in the same location. This is the first time I ever took a shot at anyone.
You have a license for this weapon?
No.
Wonderful.
Well, I was just trying to protect my store. What with the blackout and no alarm?
Got a load of jewelry here, tube arm.
So you just sat there in the dark with an unlicensed weapon and took a shot at the first thing that moved?
Seemed like the thing to do at the time.
Nick, you all right?
Sure.
Oh, officer, I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean to do it. I think it was just a reflex action. I was in the infantry in World War II.
Sometimes I wish I was Chinese.
Mr. Keller's bail ticket.
48 minutes. Very good time.
Everyone was very cooperative.
I can understand that.
Hey, I ain't going anywhere with her.
Does anything else have to be done?
Just have to fill out a release form. It'll just take me a few minutes. Would you like to wait in my office?
Hey, this ain't none of that nosy broad's business. I don't leave this room till I see my lawyer.
Just control yourself or I'll stuff a towel in your mouth.
You don't scare me.
You haven't seen our towel.
Hey, Keller, where's the pad?
What?
What's the name of the horse?
What horse?
Nick, this isn't Lenny. It's Charlie.
Lenny didn't leave a message for me, did he?
Where's your address?
672 East 68th Street, apartment 407. End of the hall. How long have you been married?
19 years.
Is this your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
She's lovely. Looks like you.
Thank you.
I'm a widow.
Sorry, Doctor.
You're being formal again.
You'll have to excuse me. I don't seduce well.
Do you seduce at all?
So far, I have only lusted in my heart.
When we finish here?
Mandatory retirement is 62.
Okay, Larson, come on.
Let's get this over with.
Oh, how about you, officer?
No, there's nothing nobody want to buy anything for.
Well, how about an earring for yourself?
You're kidding. It's very fashionable.
A brilliant ruby stud for your left ear. It would be beautiful.
Be beautiful?
Well, if you think it's beautiful, why don't you wear it?
I can't. It would make my glasses go on crooked.
Well, the lights seem to be out.
A generator. You've been having a flashlight around here somewhere.
Anything I can do?
Rather not discuss it.
Oh, your pardon.
Oh, well, my pleasure.
Not entirely.
Everything okay?
Fine.
You want some matches?
Oh, I don't smoke.
Thank you, Dietrich.
You're welcome.
We'll be out as soon as we're finished.
Oh, good.
With the paperwork.
Listen, in this business, you learn not to trust anybody.
Get off my desk.
Everybody okay out here?
Sure. Yeah. How about you?
I'm fine. Fine.
You look refreshed.
Have Keller sign these and then turn them loose.
Charlie?
Lenny?
I'm Neil, and I'm bored.
Jeez. Free to go now.
Will I see you in court?
It's unlikely.
Come on, Neil.
Neil?
Dr. Fitzgerald, you have no idea how long I've been trying to reach you.
I think it's a breakthrough.
Well, let's go somewhere and talk.
I'd love it.
Goodbye, Captain.
Goodbye.
Thank you for everything. Well, you've been very cooperative. For the most part.
As I said before, it's not that I'm unsympathetic. It's just that, nothing I can do about it.
Where's the pity?
So what are you sitting around staring at everybody for? We have some work to do, don't we? What's the disposition on Mr. Rosten's case?
I figured we'd charge him with discharging a firearm in the city limits, and we confiscate the gun.
Thank God it wasn't worse.
I appreciate the consideration, Captain. What about a little something for your wife?
How did you know I was married?
Earrings?
No, thank you. How much is that bracelet?
It's TV Land's 5th anniversary. Join our weekend-long TV party.
With me.
Me.
And me.
All the best of TV Land's first 5 years. The best shows, the best promos, the best retromercials, and the best specials. All back for one weekend only. Go to TVLand.com for all the details and to vote for your favorite birthday episode.